This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, one and all. This is Peter Scoop Stanton with Walter Yerkew and Mike Reichbrandt on 7-5 Radio. Check us out, the number 75radio.org, the number 75radio.org. We are red hot and rolling this 24th of February, 2024. I am live at CPAC at National Harbor in Oxon Hill, Maryland. Yours truly is in a hotel room with two lovely ladies. Earlier tonight, I was on the political cesspool, and I said at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central, it will be the political cesspool after dark. Walter, how are we doing, my friend?
You know me. Back in the day, we sweated out on the streets of a runaway American dream. At night, we ran through the mansions of glory and our suicide machines.
Okay. And Michael, how are we doing, my friend?
Doing great, brother. Thank you.
Outstanding. Michael, one of the reasons why we brought you on, because we have the entire collection of 7-5 Radio fans here at CPAC. Two young ladies, Diane and Brenda, and they couldn't be any nicer. I met them 2 seconds. I knew they were good to go. They're fans of yours, friends of yours, friends of ours, part of the family. Anyways, special shout out to our special listeners, Little Billy Keebler and the men and alleged woman of the Yonadosis, New York Fire Department, also known as the Cellar Savers. Be safe, one and all. And as always, we want to remember the men and women of the law enforcement community who were murdered in the line of duty. Tonight, we remember Police Officer Paul Elmstrad, end of watch, February 18th, 2024. Him and his partner, Police Officer Matthew Rouge, also end of watch, February 18th, 2024. Members of the Burnsville, Minnesota Police Department, they were shot and killed attending, responding to a call of a domestic. A guy, the perp fired, struck both officers, and then took it out on himself. So, you know, even though we lost two heroes, the POS is no longer with us. Anyways, like I said before, I am at CPAC at National Harbor, the Conservative Political Action Conference 2024 at National Harbor at the Gaylord Resort, and it was something to behold. Now, it started off as a typical event for 7-5 Radio. First, I was denied media credentials for whatever reason. I mean, we are the most listened to show on Libby News Radio at 10 p.m. Eastern. So I was denied credentials, and they closed it out. I was like, okay, that's it for CPAC. And then they reopened up the credentialing, the media credentials. So I reapplied as a member of Liberty News Radio. So myself, also Danella, and my buddy Ed Hubner, I was going to have them come in as production staff, but unfortunately neither one could make it. So anyways, I was able to get in as a credentialed member of the media of the greatest show at 10 p.m. on the Liberty News Radio Network. And the idea was I was going to come in on Thursday and start the show, Liberty Roundtable with Sam Bushman, on the second hour. Now, in typical fashion, I was running late. I had to take my son to the doctor's, and it took me forever to get there because of D.C. traffic. And I just barely had enough time to set up and get going, and I had nothing prepared. And I sounded like garbage. But fortunately, Mike Lindell, the MyPillow founder, his crew was out here, Frank TV They were out here, and he was on the phone talking to somebody. I don't know who, but it was a very, very serious conversation. So in between commercials, I ran up to him, like, Mr. Lindell, my name is Pete Stanton. I'm with Liberty News Radio, network you sponsor. We'd love to have you on the air. We're live right now. I was like, where are you located? I was like, I pointed over to what I call now Squatter's Row. We didn't have a table because we didn't have 5 to 10 G's to put up, unlike these other outfits. I don't know where they get the money because they also have no listeners, and there's nowhere near as talented as we are. So I pointed to the table. I taped up my 7.5 radio T-shirt, and I had my laptop, my gym bag full of crap. And he's like, okay, well, when I get off the phone, I'll come on over. I was like, great. So we finished the show, and Mike was still on the phone. So that was that. So then afterwards, I took a stroll down Media Row, which I still call Radio Row because, you know, it's Radio Row. But first thing I noticed that there was no major media because here you have a presidential election season. You got the former president of the United States, the nominee for the Republican Party is coming to speak. And it's, you know, every member of the House is up for grabs. And there's not a lot of media there, and there wasn't a lot of people there. So, anyways, the big talkers was WMAL in D.C. and WPHT in Philadelphia, and, of course, Real American News and Newsmax, as well as Liberty News Radio Network. So I'm walking up and down and saw the usual nonsense. You saw the sheriff wants to legalize drugs. You saw the guy that he wears a suit, dressed up as a brick wall, so he gets attention. There's it's just attention whores. And then I saw a beautiful woman walk by, and I was like, "Wait, I know that woman." It's like, "Oh, it's Elizabeth Kucinich, Representative Dennis Kucinich's wife." I met this lady about 13, 14 years ago at Dulles Airport. She hasn't aged a day, and she just knockout gorgeous. So, of course, me being me, I ran over and said, Mrs. Kucinich, because I'm going to call her by her title. I'm not going to call, hey, Liz, what's up? How you doing? We met years ago at Dallas Airport. But I was like, what are you doing at CPAC? He's like, oh, I'm here with CPAC getting together to fight the WHO. I was like, really? So she was there to help fight the WHO because the WHO wants to implement laws and across the globe to tell sovereign nations how to take care of their people in terms of health care for a disease that hasn't been invented yet. But we'll get that a little bit later. So I talked to her for a long time, and she couldn't have been any nicer because here I am, Scoop, talking to the lovely Mrs. Kucinich, and I tell you what, I don't know what Dennis Kucinich has, but wow, talk about a trophy wife. So anyways, as we're walking, pleasant as can be, she stopped, she wanted to start talking on a Media Row, and she stopped at the WMAL table, which is the big talker here in D.C. Vince Colasnese was about to start his show, and I knew Vince. He's also super nice and talked to me like a colleague instead of a, you know, want to be dirtbag. So I decided to break the ice. I said, Vince Colasnese, Elizabeth Kucinich. Elizabeth Kucinich, Vince Colasnese, WMAL. And I was ignored. So anyways, moving right along. Later that day, I decided to go stuff my face again. And then Sam Bushman called me and said, hey, we got this big guest coming on. It's like, really? I was like, yeah. She going to do a phone interview, or she want to do it through ISDN line? It's like, well, can you do ISDN line? It's like, yeah. It's like, okay. Tell you what, go ahead. We'll set up for tomorrow at 11:30. But make sure you're properly dressed. Don't come in look like a bum. Don't say anything. Don't do anything. Just stand by, greet her, set her up, and then just stand by in case something falls apart. It's like, okay, gotcha. So right off the phone, right after I get the phone call from Sam, I got a text from James Edwards, said the same thing. Make sure you're properly dressed. Don't dress like a bum. Don't say anything. Don't do anything. Don't mess this up. So I was shocked because...
Sounds like they know you.
Exactly. Like they know me really, really well. So anyways, so I finished my my lunch, my very large lunch, and then I went to the floor full of vendors looking for sponsors and anything that piqued my interest, because we look out for vendors that we want to patronize and who are true patriots, not just, you know, snake oil salesmen. So I went around. There was a lot of January 6th committees, January 6th get out of jail committees, so on and so forth. Anyways, when we come back, we'll talk about my journey into CPAC and the things I've seen. Anyways, stay tuned, everybody. This is Peter Scoop Stanton, Walter Yerkew, Mike Rick Grant, 75 Radio. Take away.
Introducing PrepStartsNow.com, your ultimate guide to readiness and peace of mind. We offer practical preparedness tools, training, and education to take your family's household readiness to the next level. Browse the prep shop for essential products, check out our planning guides, and stay informed with our prep blog. Visit PrepStartsNow.com and subscribe to our emails for exclusive offers, new products, and future events. Remember, preparedness begins with PrepStartsNow.com.
The spirit of the American West is live and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues affecting the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like the 2021 Real Buckaroo Calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Decades after Jimmy Carter, Joe Biden picked up where he left off. With America surrendering to terrorists, Biden's foolish spending is causing inflation, which means more pain at the pump, higher prices on groceries, devaluing your retirement savings when you need it most. Once was a mistake. Twice is a disaster. America needs strong leaders, not weak ones. Save America JFC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Former Sheriff Richard Mack recounts in his book, The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, how he came to realize while working as a beat cop how wrong the all-too-common orientation of police officers is when they think of their job as being to write tickets and arrest people. Richard Mack tells of his personal transformation from by-the-number cop to constitution-conscious defender of citizen safety and freedoms. Learn what it really means to serve and protect. Purchase your copy at cspoa.org. That's cspoa.org.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 75 Radio.
Hey, we are back. Scoop Stanton at CPAC in a beautiful hotel room with two very, very lovely ladies. But this is Political Cesspool After Dark. But anyways, let's get back to business. I'm at CPAC, and we got this big guest coming, and I enlist the help of our 75 Radio spokesman, Danella Rodriguez, as usual. I harassed the hell out of this lady just as much as I harassed everybody else on this show and Charlie LaDuff. I said, Danella, I need some clothing advice. You obviously know fashion. It's your, you know, way you put food on your table. What should I wear? So she gave me, you know, ideas what should I wear, this and other thing. And frankly, I look like a very dapper gentleman for once. So the next morning, Friday, I show up early, and then I have to find a place to squat. Mind you, we don't have $5,000 to set up Radio Row to interview these movers and shakers. And personally, I wouldn't want to interview half these movers or shakers. So, but we have this very big guest coming. So I look for a table. I set up my thin blue line flag, a T-shirt, and we're red hot and rolling. So anyways, the special guest is none other than Trump campaign press secretary Caroline Leavitt. Now, Danella described her as gorgeous. I'll use her words, not mine, because I don't want to sound like the pervert that I am. So anyways, Ms. Leavitt's a really nice lady, and she came out, did the interview. And then all of our fans from 75 Radio was there, and I, of course, I put them to work. I gave Diane my phone to take pictures because James Edwards wanted pictures, And I gave her the phone. I said, yeah, please take some pictures. No problem. I was like, oh, my God. I hope she does not swipe to the left because, well, I got other pictures not suitable for viewing of all parties. And then the lovely Brenda, she gave me a chair because Ms. Levitt wanted a chair because, again, I set up, I have nothing set up but a flag. I got no chairs, no nothing. So Caroline sat away from me looking at my computer and talking to Sam. Meanwhile, I'm looking at Diane and Brenda just, you know, just trying to blend in, saying, oh, I was like, I hope this doesn't fall apart. I hope this doesn't fall apart. So anyways, 15 minutes later, it was a home run. It was just, it was like Donald Trump would say, it was perfect. Great interview, no technical hiccups, no foul language, no backseat stuff, and it was great. So I posted on, I instantly posted it on Facebook, and the first comment was from the administrator of the 75 Radio / the 75 Facebook group that with three letters, WTF. So Walter, since you are the administrator for the Facebook group, WTFW.
I was just amazed at the photograph of you know, the lovely lady that you were standing next to. You know, I was gonna ask you if she was blind or something.
No, she's not blind, but I got orders, marching orders from Sam and James, dress appropriately, don't say anything, don't do anything, just keep it moving and just stand by in case something goes wrong. So I'm looking at Diane and Brenda. They're enjoying it. You know, all of us, the 75 fan base was there. I was mobbed. I was still worried if making sure that Diane wasn't swiping to the left because there may or may not be certain photos. I'd be embarrassed if they got out on public, but I'll leave that alone. So she went on her way.
This guy's giving us too much information, Mike.
Well, I said they may or may not be photos of myself or other individuals or other things. You know, you don't know what I take a picture of.
Was it videos then?
No, it was a video. There's no videos. Why are we talking about my phone? Let's talk about the CPAC.
Mike, you got an account?
Well, no, because I may or may not have. No, I don't want to. I don't want anybody to swipe left. No, just
they could have seen you in your half of a Batman costume.
Maybe he's in that Halloween Brokeback cowboy costume.
Oh. Why would I do this show with you guys? Anyways.
Told you to get rid of those pictures.
Well, I may or may not have them on my phone, or somebody may or may not have given them to me via a text, if you know what I mean. Anyways, let's stop talking about
dressed up with Vanilla?
No, she told, listen, I asked her for advice. I said, I don't look like an Oscar the Grouch or a guy coming to CPAC wearing a barrel or a homeless guy. Here's what I have in terms of wardrobe. What would you suggest? And her suggestion just knocked it out of the park, unlike your comments. So, moving right along. So Walter put WTF, even though everybody thought it was great. My phone was blowing up. Social media was blowing up. Then afterwards, I ran into Elizabeth Kucinich again, and I concerning the CPAC resolution, concerning the WHO, she asked me if I went to the room yet for the conference because it was an all day thing. So it was the International Crisis Summit conference, and it was about the WHO taking over or wants to take over how countries handle pandemics. So I said, all right, let me take a look. So I was going to wait for Representative Matt Gaetz, but they're running late. So they had some boring lawyer lady talk about artificial intelligence and IT stuff. And then the guy for CPAC Australia came on. I was like, We got our own problems in the United States. Why would we care about Australia? So I went to this room, and is two doctors, one after another, spoke. Both of them certified oncologists, and the things that they were talking about concerning the COVID vaccine made my jaw drop. Cancer on kids went up 1,000%. Cancer in adult went up I forgot the number, probably hundreds of percents. Tumors, you know, size of watermelons are being found in people. Heart disease off the chain. Death rate is off the chain because of the vaccine. And this, when the big pharma went to get the patent on the vaccine, it wasn't called a vaccine. It was called a gene product. I was like, oh my God, why isn't this on the main stage? Who cares about some Beltway insider or some member of Congress talking about how bad and corrupt the other side is when they're just as bad and more corrupt? I was like, oh my God, this needs to get out there. So I was there for about a half hour, and then I left. Of course, I missed Matt Gaetz, but I'm glad I went inside. So that was absolutely phenomenal. And again, those who think about getting the vaccine don't get it, and I don't know why this thing was pushed on us. And you know, I think Walter, was you the one that said it that they're not talking about the vaccine because Trump is still a proponent of the vaccine?
Yep.
Right.
Don't take the vaccine.
Right.
Don't drink lemonade.
Right. Mike, you were in a similar situation concerning the jab. What say you about the vaccine? What's your take on it? What's your experience with it?
It's not even a true vaccine. The CDC changed their website definition of vaccine to fit the mold of whatever this concoction they pushed on everybody was to begin with. And then the fact that they forced it so heavy-handedly on people. I know so many people that left the NYPD and other departments because they wouldn't take it. I mean, we left, myself and my wife both retired early, in large part due to that, because we just weren't going to take it. There was no way, not the way they were pushing it and everything. And now what do you see? I know a great number of people that have all kinds of problems from it, heart injuries for the most part, that are either still or retired from the NYPD now because of it. No, it's not surprising to me, unfortunately, how bad it's showing up to be. I think that you have the FDA and CDC, which are nothing more than the government arm of Big Pharma, pushed an experiment on the world to make money. And, you know, honestly, if I'm being really honest with you, it's conspiracy theory sounding, but I don't know that they didn't know how much damage it would do. You know, I don't think they cared.
Right.
I just don't think they cared. I think they knew probably that it would, you know, crack a few eggs, and that's kind of the thought process that went behind it. But look at what you're seeing. You're seeing super cancer spread in people, you know, cancers that people normally wouldn't see until their 60s or 70s are now showing up in, you know, these early 20-somethings. It's unreal. It's unreal. I think it was the probably the worst thing done to humanity in the history of humanity. It was the biggest experiment ever performed on the human race. It was forced by governments that used regulation and the bureaucracy to crush people who refused. And it's absolutely the largest human rights violation that's ever happened. It gets me very upset to think about.
Right. And they're doing it to us again. Thankfully, when you got CPAC and you got like Elizabeth Kucinich teaming up together to fight this, you know, it's really, really bad. And unfortunately, my other job, I was almost forced to take it. They said, well, if you get tested once a week, then, you know, so that you don't have COVID, you know, you'll be fine. But it was so hard to get tested because there's a testing site, you know, way at the other side of town. It's like, you know what, screw it. You know, I need to put food on my table. And as we come back, we'll still talk about Scoop's travels at CPAC. And hopefully Walter and Mike will take it easy on me in terms of insults because we're not that type of show. Stay tuned, everybody. This is 7-5 Radio on the Liberty News Radio Network.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA News, I'm Laura Winters.
I think this was a crime of opportunity. He did not know her at all, where he saw an individual, and bad things happened.
New information from University of Georgia Police Chief Jeff Clark about the suspect accused of killing a University of Georgia nursing student who was out for a jog near the campus in the town of Athens.
The investigation suggests that they had no relationship.
Records show the 26-year-old man, an illegal alien from Venezuela, who crossed into our country back in 2022. Chief Clark saying the man faces a long list of charges.
He has been charged with the following: malice murder, felony murder, aggravated battery, aggravated assault, false imprisonment, kidnapping, hindering a 911 call, and concealing the death of another.
This, by the way, the first murder on the UGA campus in 20 years, classes canceled until Monday. In other news, polls are open in South Carolina. Voters casting ballots in the Republican primary. Former President Trump has been campaigning in the Palmetto State along with former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley. Trump making his appeal to black voters.
He got indicted a second time and a third time and a fourth time. And a lot of people said that that's why the black people like, because they have been hurt so badly and discriminated against. And they actually viewed me as I'm being discriminated against. It's been pretty amazing.
As for Haley,
don't you think we need to have mental competency tests for anyone over the age of 75? Look, I'm not being disrespectful when I say that. We all know people over the age of 75 that can run circles around us.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
I think that my family has always had a big influence on me for not smoking, because since I was little, I was taught that smoking was wrong.
Recent studies indicate that smoking among teens often leads to the use of alcohol and other drugs.
I think having faith in God is a big part in it, because the way I was raised has helped to avoid smoking.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an Immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
In the medical field, IT security is crucial. Our highly skilled consultants are HIPAA certified and have 20 plus years of experience servicing medical clinics, billing, and supply companies. We offer comprehensive endpoint protection, guarding your computers and servers against all stages of threats. And with our 24/7 monitoring services, you'll never worry about extensive downtime again. Ready to level up your IT support? Call 801-706-6980 today and discover how great IT services can be with managed IT services.
You're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
And we are back. Peter Scoop Stanton with Walter Yerkew and Mike Reichbrandt. Scoop is currently at National Harbor at the Gaylord Resorts in a hotel room with two beautiful women. This is the Political Cesspool After Dark. Moving back to CPAC. So today I came here to CPAC, and it was like the best day to attend. You had President Trump. You had Vivek Ramaswamy. You had Nigel Farage. You had Steve Bannon, who gave just an explosive speech. But this being 7-5 Radio and me being Scoop Stanton, I had to leave to become a dad again. My ex-wife just is my ex-wife, just absolutely useless. And I had to go take care of my kids because she can't, because she's a almost 50-year-old child herself. But I was told that I missed some great, great speeches, but, so be it, because...
Come on, man. Tell us how you really feel.
Well, about what? Missing the speech or my ex-wife?
No, about your divorced wife. Tell us how you really feel.
Well, I'm divorced. I'm very happy. She's not. End of story. So she wants to drag me into her pit of hell. So, but anyways,
and I told you that's how it was going to work out, didn't I?
Yeah. So I just wish I got divorced earlier. But I mean, this is not Petey's divorce hour or Scoop's divorce hour. This is a 7-5 Radio. I'm here at like one of the biggest political conventions of the year, and I missed the most important day. So, anyways, one thing was interesting is that I was talking to a lot of people who come here year after year after year. They're really, political junkies, political nerds, wonks. But they said that the quality of CPAC's been declining over the years in terms of people that attend, the number of media people here, and the speakers. And other forums, other conventions, they have much more people, much more different speakers, people with different opinions, more passion. But, again, this is a convention of Beltway insiders at the Beltway. So, anyways, they're very displeased with Matt Schlapp. I've been coming on and off for about 10 years. But from what I tell these people who do this for a living or eat this morning, noon, and night, they said Matt Schlapp is not doing CPAC a bit of good. It's not what it used to be. And, I have nothing to compare it to, because to me it's just all the same for the most part. Now here comes the best parts of CPAC, the 7-5 Radio family. Because, of course I told you how I bothered Danelle about my clothing choices, because, I can't be coming here looking like a bum again. So she was more than... helpful as usual, and we were supposed to get together at an after party. I met somebody who's a friend of Danella's who's interested in radio. He used to own radio stations, and talking about this great after party. Danella might be coming in. Anyways, I said nope. I'm gonna stay here in the hotel with the two lovely ladies, but that's for a different show at a different time. So, anyways. Anyways, back to the best part is the family. Of course, Danella. Of course, you, Walter, Mike, and Heather. But also, I would say things happen for a reason. Mike, we just brought you on, and then some of your people started following me on Facebook. I followed them back, and then one of them said, "Hey, I'm going to CPAC." And I replied, "Well, so am I." And so then I reached out to the young lady, and we met, and... In 2 seconds, I knew Diane and Brenda were just absolutely awesome, and I'd rather spend more time with them and other fans of the show, the other two, than actually hanging out with these people, hanging out with these regular CPAC attendees, these politicians, these fake phony frauds, these broads that work in the for the blogs. More or less, like there's more, there's more like virtual channels or online forums than there are like radio stations. So you're on an online forum on like Apple TV or Roku player, and you got 50 listeners or 50 viewers. Meanwhile, you got like, fake hair, fake tan, fake makeup, fake everything, and you think you walk across the Potomac. But anyways, like I said before, I'm more happy hanging out with people that follow us, that love us, listen to the show, than with these CPAC people, because this is the real America, and of course I put them to work. Like I said before, I had Brenda grab me a chair for Ms. Levitt for the awesome interview that Walter said Whiskey Tango Foxtrot. And then I had Dan take pictures because James Edwards wanted pictures. I don't know why he wanted pictures, because he knows what it looked like. I guess he wanted to see what I look like with my new ensemble Danella decided to have me put together. But, that's the reason why I like going to CPAC. Also, Jen, who I met last year, and I don't know how we met, but as soon as I met her, we became best of friends, and we hung out last night. And we went to this place called the Public House. It should be called a something else house, the word beginning with S and then with T, because the waitress was just useless. But, you get what you pay for. But anyways, I look forward to coming back here to see
CPAC. How much did you pay the waitress?
Say again?
How much did you pay the waitress?
We paid the
hotel room too?
No, well, you're saying I brought the waitress back to the hotel?
And paid her, yeah.
Well, you have to check the phone for that, sir. So, but
I hope she don't slide to the left.
maybe she's the pitcher on the left. Wait, why are we talking about my phone? Can I talk about CPAC? I had a great time at CPAC.
Okay,
I met some great people.
That.
Well, okay. I wonder what.
I'm listening.
Okay. I met my friend Jen. We went out, hung out. Her other friend Dan, also a great guy. We hung out, and then we were leaving, and Dan was calling for Uber. He's like, "Where you live?" I said, "I live right across the bridge." I said, "It's on my way." And unlike Matt Schlepp, who allegedly did some things to the person driving him home and driving him to his hotel in Georgia, I was. I did something worse. I didn't do anything funny to the poor man, except made him listen to the archives of 75 Radio. And he was about to jump off the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, but I was doing 70 miles an hour. But, yep, folks, CPAC leader, American Conservative Union leader, Matt Schlapp, a year or two ago, he was allegedly getting frisky with the guy driving back to his hotel after doing some bar hopping. And the guy driving him home more or less never said in a video confession he made to the public on YouTube, he never said that, like, "Oh, I told him no, I told him to stop." He said, "I had a moment of weakness, and whatever happened, happened." He didn't say what happened, but I can imagine. Check his phone, not mine. Anyways, it was just, to me, it was the best CPAC for Liberty News Radio ever. We got this great interview. All three shows worked together to get this done. Danelle helped out, make sure I didn't look like a homeless guy panhandling. I walked in. We had no place to do the show, and I made a place. I made a I put my own stuff up, our own stuff up that was donated. Made it look like part of Radio Row, even though we're down by the men's room, and they couldn't find us. I had to stop in the middle of talking to Sam and flag him down, because we are way, way, way far away from Radio Row. I think we're in a different zip code. But anyways, once again, it was the time of my life. I'm enjoying myself. I'm enjoying my quality time in this lovely hotel room with two lovely ladies. And Walter, don't tell me to swipe left. Gentlemen, what say you about CPAC?
I'll tell you this.
First, Mike.
Next year, you'll have your, I promise you, next year for CPAC, 75 Radio will have its table. You'll have an official table and official media credentials and everything else. I will make that happen. I promise you that. Okay, we will be absolutely official next year, and Scoop will actually get you some real big boy clothes so you actually look presentable. and not like the sex fiend that we apparently all know you are. And also, I have to shout out the two lovely ladies that you're with, because they are also two of the hardest working American patriots I know. They're amazing, awesome people, just awesome, awesome people. And they deserve every bit of a shout out that we can give them, especially because they're willing to sit in that room with you for that long.
Well, Mike, a couple of things real quick. First of all, how much fentanyl are you going to sell to get us a table? Because we don't, Libby News Radio doesn't have $5,000 at the ready, number one. And number two, I didn't say who I was with. I might be with the wait staff over at Public House. Anyways, we'll come back. We'll finish this up. Thank God. This is 75 Radio on Libby News Radio Network. Take it away.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
Dave, I'm 7 years old. I'm sitting here in the corner having a time out until Mom comes to talk to me. All I did was cut my sister's hair. I was just trying to help. I guess Mom didn't like how I did it. In a minute, she'll be back and ask me if I know what I did was wrong. Maybe I shouldn't have cut her hair. And she'll say we all make mistakes because we're just learning about stuff. And she'll give me a hug and we'll end up talking about more stuff.
No matter what you talk to your kids about, love is what they'll hear.
I really like Mom's timeouts, and I think she likes them too. Yeah, I think they help her remember how much she loves me.
A thought from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Visit us at Mormon.org.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
This is 75 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
And we are back. How are we at the last segment already? Anyways, yours truly, Scoop Stan, is at the Conservative Political Action Conference at National Harbor at the Gaylord Resort, Oxon Hill, Maryland. Poured my heart out about what a great time I had at CPAC. Mike gave his awesome, honest opinion. Now we'll turn to Walt. Walt, do you have any comments, questions, or concerns about...
It's unfortunate that, you know, attendance is down over the past few years. And, you know, it's amazing because, you know, you got this idiot in the White House that there would be more support. But then again... in the past 3 years or so, three plus years, every damn thing has gotten so damn expensive, you know, and it's hard for people to get to places where they really want to be. And it's expense. The expense is enormous. Everything costs more. I bet your clothes even, you know, cost, you know, a dollar or two more than usual tonight. And when you look at it, the big picture, hotels have gone up, you know, driving there has gone up, airfare has gone up. So, you know, it's tough to maintain an attendance, but, you know, I'm sure the spirit is high in the building and in the hotels.
And right. The well,
hotel rooms.
Yeah, it will be after this here, this show. But again, Then we go from 7.5 radio after dark. But anyways, but the problem is the CPAC, even last year, was not as well-attended as it was in the past. Is that because you have the Beltway insiders just telling the same thing? Republicans good, Democrats bad, Joe Biden sucks, this, that, and other thing. But, I mean, we got a million things that hasn't been addressed. Like, they talked about the border just a bit. They didn't talk about the runaway debt, our dollar becoming virtually worthless, China buying everything in sight, both here in the U.S. and overseas. You know, our public education system is going in the toilet. We got the LGBTQ flags flying. We got boys playing girls sports. My kids are taught America sucks and black people can't get ahead because racism and this, that, and other thing. But no, that's not being addressed. But you know, it's like, oh, just Democrats bad. I mean, Democrats suck, but so do the Republicans. But you got to realize it's like professional wrestling. You got one guy, the baby face, you know, he's the good guy. Then you have the bad guy or the heel talking trash about the other guy. He's like, oh, want to get the ring, and I'm going to rip his head off and beat the bricks off of him. But when the camera's cut off, guess what? They both go to the same locker room and they travel together. But it's like two crews of the same organized crime family, but they don't see that. But at the same time, people that are waking up and they're leaving the Republican Party, unfortunately, because like Mike could tell you that it's very, very corrupt. And then come close to October, we're going to have Mike on for the whole month of October up to the election to talk about how corrupt the political system is because he saw it firsthand. Anyways, with that being said, breaking news in the South Carolina primary. 6 minutes after polls closed, they called it for Donald Trump. I believe he won by double digits. And for whatever reason, Nikki Haley, who did not attend CPAC, I don't know if she's invited. Last year, she was here, and a whole gaggle of people and reporters surrounded her like sharks and screamed, Trump. Of course, I missed it because I was exiting the men's room. But anyways, Mike, anything else before we call tonight, or Walter decides to insult me, or I could talk about what's on my bank of photos?
I just want to tell the listeners they need to definitely stay tuned because we're going to bring on some really, really exceptional guests to talk about everything, especially the corruption within the party and the government itself. We have some good people coming up. We have some really good people on the line.
Right. So anyways, breaking news from James Edwards. Great radio. Have fun tonight for the Libby News radio team. Well, I certainly will, Mr. Edwards. I have the two waitresses from the public house who would rather hang out with me than actually do their job. But that's, again, for 7.5 radio after dark. Trump won 40-60% in Nikki Haley's home state. But as we know, Nikki Haley is still in the running. She won't quit. Well, do you think she won't quit because she's being paid not to quit? Or do you think she's just doing it so she can get a resume for her next job?
Well, I don't know so much of a resume. I don't think she's being paid to keep going. I think she's going because she expects Trump to be, like, in prison by November. I don't know. You know, she's not backing him up as far as this ridiculousness that he's going through, you know, all, you know, $83 million to that ugly female. And then, you know, almost $400 million in fines and stuff. You know, he's not going anywhere. She needs to just, you know, like, give it up. She's being embarrassed.
Right. But do you think like the Lincoln Project and all these other anti-Trump groups are just putting up the money?
100%. 100%.
Yep. And then breaking news from James Edwards. Walter, you are right for once. She's staying in case he gets put in the clink. And also he said, he texted me, I said get, I can't say that word on FCC licensed radio, But I think Mr. Edwards is jealous because I am in a hotel with two lovely ladies. I won't take any pictures because Walt might get my phone and post them on social media.
You're probably already filled up in the files anyway.
Well, yeah, because I got pictures of, like, you know, our nation's capital, the White House.
Yeah,
say what? Okay. I mean, oh, okay.
You don't have to put out that information.
Well,
we only deal with real information on the station.
What are you talking about? My photos on my phone?
Yeah.
I take pictures of, like, you know, my parents. They live in upstate New York. Take pictures of that scenery, the scenery here in D.C. Or if I see something on the road for Instagram. You know,
were you taking pictures underneath Nancy Pelosi's desk when she was in the chair?
I plead the fifth. But anyways, I post pictures on Instagram. And also, speaking of Instagram, if anybody has Instagram, check out Danella Rodriguez's Instagram. It's danella.fitnessmodel Instagram. She's got some great pictures and videos and whatnot, and so do I. What do I got? I got me at CPAC. Yep, I got a picture of the squatter row at CPAC. But anyways, as this segment is going in the going down with the ship, Mike, you got anything to you want to say before we end on a high note?
Absolutely. I'd like to let everybody know, listen, we got Shannon Stevens running the New York 2nd District for Congress. She's an absolute patriot, honest candidate. She will absolutely fight the corruption. So please, if you can, go check her out. She's on Facebook. She's got her social media and her website, Shannon Stevens for Congress. Just look her up. She's there. And also just thank you guys for another great show. I really appreciate it. And I can't wait to keep going forward. We have some great, great people lined up.
Outstanding. And Mike, you know, I always say things happen for a reason. And it's because of you, I met these two awesome ladies, had a great time, unlike hanging out with Walter. But I look forward to hanging out with them and, all the other fan for 705 Radio. Before the music starts, what do you got for the last 30 seconds?
Well, just appreciate the hard work you put into our radio station and the hard work you put into CPAC and putting up a table. And dealing with, you know, the reality of our radio show. I saw, you know, you got Big Mike's 5 Radio T-shirt sitting out there hanging off the end of the table. And, you know, you work hard. I appreciate it.
Yes, he does.
Thank you, sir.
100%.
Thank you. That means a lot coming from you who, you know, put WTF on Facebook after I poured my heart out on a great segment just to get my goat. But, you know, this is 705 Radio. We pull no punches. We're not, you know, we say what we mean what we say, and just love each other to death. But anyways, still got some time. But, I'm not going to say what I may or may not be wearing because that's not appropriate for this family radio show. But, again, I can't thank everybody enough that helped out this week. Mike, Walter, Danella, and Sam, James Edwards, and everybody else. Anyways, there's the music for Walter Your Cube, Mike Rake Brandt. This is Peter Scoop Stanton. Remind you, you can make a difference. Go out, make it. Do not comply. See you next week.
Edwards for 75 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.